We're on Chavez Lamed Aleph, Mishnah. Avu Beno, Shiroz HaChodesh, father and son that saw the new moon, Yelchu, they should go, what's it called, anyway, even on Shabbos. Lo Shemit Starfim Zem Zeh, not because they could give Eidus together, Elishim Yifsalechot Meyam Yitzorf Hashem Yimacher, because if one of them becomes apostle, the other one can start with another one. So this way you have more chance of the Eidus being kosher. Reb Shimon Omer Avu V'no V'chol HaKrovim Sherem L'Eidus HaChodesh. Reb Shimon holds that by Eidus HaChodesh, Krovim are kosher, that relatives are allowed to give Eidus together, which is different than all other Eidus in the Torah. Omer Reb Yossi Ma'isa B'tuvya HaRofei Shiroa Es HaChodesh B'Rushalayim Hu U'B'no V'Avdi M'Shuchra. Tuvia Harofe, his son and his emancipated slave, right, saw the new moon together, three of them. The Kiblu HaKohanim also vias Beno, and the Kohanim accepted the Eidus of him and his son, like Reb Shimon, Upaslus Avdo, and the Eved was Pasul, see one second why. Ukshabol, if they Beis Din, when they came to Beis Din, they did the opposite. Kiblu also vias Avdo, the Makabel, him and his Eved, Upaslus Beno. And they passed the son because they were croving. Rashi, Avu b'no shiros hachodesh, im yifso, yikoshel b'thiv kishiv dekuhu kidlakamon. The yifso over here doesn't mean they find a psul in the person. It means he's not going to be able to say his edus properly and they won't accept him. So this way, both of them go, just in case one will not be an effective aid, the other one will be. Okay. Gemara. Omer Reb Levi, my time with Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon hold the Krovim or Kosher L'Eidus HaChodesh? Dechsiv, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe V'Yel Aaron B'Eretz Mitzrayim L'Mor, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem. Eidusu Teik Shei Rebochem. Reb Shimon spoke to Moshe and Aaron, and he said this, hey, this is Kosher, even to get you two together, even though you're Krovim, even your brothers. Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with that Pasuk? Eidusu Tehei Mesura Lochem. That this Eidus should be accepted by people as yourselves, not necessarily krovim, but people like you, meaning mumchim. Rashi, take shei rovachem v'afli shei machim, even though they're brothers, that's what Reb Shimon learns, that they're kosher le'edus. Tehei mesura lachem l'chashuvei hador. Ani moser shikablu ho'edus v'kachu achodesh. The people as choshev, as Moshe and Aaron, in every generation, they're the ones, the Sanhedrin, who are makabel the Eidus HaChodesh. V'lo v'hachshir krovim ba. It's not even machshir krovim in the Beis Din. It just means people such as yourselves, not necessarily in that they're brothers, just that they're choshev. So Omer Reb Yossi, Ma'isa B'tuvya HaRofei, Omer Reb Chanan Bar Rava, Hilchos HaKreb Shimon. So Reb Chanan Bar Rava said the halachas like Reb Shimon, that krovim are kosher le'edus hachodesh. The Rambam paskens that krovim are not kosher le'edus hachodesh, and they say he must have had a girsa in the Gemara, ain halacha k'Reb Shimon. Halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Omer le'rafun le'Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Reb Yossi u'maise va'at omra silkos k'Reb Shimon. Right? So, according to the girsa we have, Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Reb Yossi holds that krovim are possible. And the maise supports him. That the mice in the end, the Beis Din did not accept him and his son, his Eidus. So the mice supports Reb Yossi, not Reb Shimon. The At Amra Silchuk is Reb Shimon. You hold that Lochus like Reb Shimon. Amr Lo, Vahazimin Sagin Amris Kameh de Rav, Hilchus like Reb Shimon. V'lomer Liv Lomidi. Many times I said in front of Rav that the Lochus like Reb Shimon, and he never said anything to me. Amr Lo, Hechi Tanisa. Right? So how did you tell him the Mishnah? Amr Lo, Yipcha. I switched it around. I said, Reb Yossi said what Reb Shimon said, and Reb Shimon said, Reb Yossi said. Very difficult, the Achronim speak about this, what was the Havamina then? He knew that he said it the opposite way, so he knew the Halacha wasn't Reb Shimon. That's why he didn't say anything, because he held the Halachas like Reb Yossi. But you put Reb Shimon to say what Reb Yossi said. Omar Tavi Berei Demori, Omar Tavi Berei Demori, Tavi, Omar Mar Ukva, Omar Shmuel Hichos Reb Shimon. Mice in the end, the Gemara says Hilchasuk Reb Shimon, and here is where the Rambam is Goris Ain Hilchasuk Reb Shimon. Okay. Rashi. What? There was a Beis Din of Kohanim in the on Harabayis. And then they got to the Sanhedrin. First they came to this Beis Din, right? And they, like it was a preliminary. So they told them, we're Mekabel, you and your son, but not your Evid. And they went to the Sanhedrin, and they told them just the opposite. Okay. Hechi Tanisa Masnisin Kamei the Rav. How did you say this Mishnah over in front of Rav? Miha Machshir Umu Etosel. Who did you say said it's kosher? Who said you say it's posel? Ibcha Tanina. She said, I said it's the opposite. Rabbi Yossi Omer Avu Benovichol Akrovim Sherim. Omer Reb Shimon Maisa Betuvia. Right? So I said it the opposite. The Reb Shimon was one who said that they're posel, and Rabbi Yossi said they're kosher. Omer Le Mishim Hachi Da Afchis Rabb Shimon Rabbi Yossi Lo Omer Lechomid. That's why, since you switched it around, that's why he didn't say anything. When you said the halachas of Shimon, you were saying the way we learned the halachas like Reb Yossi. Okay. Okay, let's just finish the perek, and then we'll go back a few interesting things here. Elu hein apsulim. These are the people who are posel for Eidos HaChodesh. And these are psulim derabbanan. Hamasachik bekuvya, person who's a gambler, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says two reasons why a gambler is posel. One is he's not osik bi yeshuvo shel olam. He doesn't have a respectable parnasa, right? And therefore he may lie for money's sake. Or he's a person who's choshed on gzeila d'rabbanan. Because asmach d'lokanya, when you bet, really it's near not kolna, so you're stealing the d'rabbanan. It's not stealing the natorah because the other guy, the mice, is giving it to you willingly, you don't take it from him openly, but basically he doesn't want to give it. He only wanted to give it if he won, not if he loses. Umalavi baribis, people who lend money baribis, also it's like gazela, even though a person's giving it willingly. Umafri chayonim, right, same kind of thing, masachik bekuvia, is people who have pigeon races. Also it's not, it's only gazela the rabbonin. The sochere shvius, people who do business with Perishvias. All these people are choshed to lie for the sake of money. Vavodim, Zaha Klau, Kol Eda She'enu Ha'ishik Sherala, Af Heinenu Sherala. This is the Klau. And Avodim are also possible. And the Avodim are possible because it says, like we said, this Edus has to be with people who are kosher, completely kosher people, Miuchosim, and not people who don't have a Yichus. And the klal is, any edus, shein ha'ishuk sheirala, any edus that a woman is not kosher for that edus, right? Athein einam ksherimla. The reason it doesn't say a woman, because a woman is posel min ha'Torah. Right? So any edus, an edus that women would be kosher for, right, then what's it called, these people will be kosher. But an edus that women are not kosher, these people are posel. Or it says, ha'ishuk sheirala, athein ksherimla. If it's edus that a woman is kosher, like to give edus that somebody's husband died, where a woman is kosher to give edus, right? So these are also kosher. Amravashi is also meres gazlan, divrayim ksherim leidus isha, that a gazlan, nidrabanan, is mutter to give edus that somebody's husband died, that she should be able to remarry. Or any other similar edus that a woman is kosher for, eidechad nema bisurin, to give edus that, what's it called, that something's kosher, or treif, or whatever, an eid echad is neman, a woman's also believed, they're also kosher. Gazan the Rabban is also kosher. Rashi. Elu in apsulim, bekuvya, chaticho shel etzem, shemesachikim be'irovon. So dice, pieces of bone that they bet on. Ba'omer Rabbanan, asmach delokanya, that's no real kinyan, because each one's hoping they're going to win, and they're only makna the thing, they're only putting down their money on the hope that they're going to win. If they lose, they didn't really want to be mocked of the money to the other one. Therefore, it's only gezel mid the rabbanim. Why? Why is it not midoraisa? The midoraisa ain't kori gazlan el hachotib miad ish. A gazlan is only where you steal it right out from the guy's hand, not where he gave it to you willingly. That's gzela. Umalavi baribis lav gazlan deoraisa hula mitzalei mishum autoshis eid chomos dohominavshe yoivlei. Malavi Baribis, even though the guy takes Ribis, and Meikar Adin, the Beis Din could take it away from him, right, because Ribis Ktsutz is Chozer B'dayonim, but still, since the other guy gave it to him willingly, he's not a Gzela D'Oraisa, it's only Gzela D'Rabban. Mafricha Yonim, Hainu Nami, Ke'en Kuvya, Iachim Yoni Yonim. This is pigeon races, it's just like Masachik B'Kuvya, it's another way of gambling. the Sochrei Shvius, Osin Schor of the Teir Shvius. They do business with Teir Shvius. The Rachmana Omer Lo Ochla Velo the Schor. The Torah said you're allowed to eat Teir Shvius, not do business with it. Ravisha Nechzlu Kolel Lavra Al Das Machmas Mammon. And since these people are choshed to be over Averis for the sake of money, choshdum lios me'idim shekrai, they mammon v'shochet. Therefore, we're choshed that maybe they will give aid to sheker also because of money. Veho avadim psulei deraisahu, kal v'chomer me'isha. An evad is posel, if an isha is posel, kal v'chomer an evad is posel. K'namor in Bava Kama, the more he learns from Bava Kama, that avadim are posel v'edis. Where is Edus that a woman is believed to be made that somebody died and his wife's allowed to get married? The Alsota Shanitmes Bestira Shalotishta, or an Edechot comes and is made that a sota was chote, that she actually committed adultery. So we don't let her drink after that, even if it's only an Edechot. La Edus Isha, La Hatirali Nase, Vidavka Gazan Devrayim. So a Gazlan, the Devrayim is not possible for that Edus either, but only if he's possible with the Rabbanan. Av Gazlan the Oraisa, the Chotzit Lavar, Befarhesia, Lohich Shiru Chachom Ledus Isha. But a Gazlan the Oraisa, that is such chutzpah to steal openly, he, the Rabbanan, were not matter to give Edus even to be matter a woman to get married. The Alpha Pishach Shiru is so Evid, and even though they were Matur and Evid and an Isha, who were also possible in HaTorah, to Psule Diraisa, this they weren't Matur because it's an extra chutzpah to be a Gazlan Diraisa. Okay. Misha Rosh HaChodesh Veino Yochel HaHaloch. Person who saw the new moon and he can't walk to go and give Edus. So Malichin Oso LaChamor. We put him on a donkey. The Medayik over here, that Lachorif, he can't walk, right? It's Mashma that he could walk, it's better to walk. Walking, he's going to go outside the tchum. Riding on a donkey is also an issur d'rabbanan, because of what's it called, the gzeira, maybe you'll take a branch and hit the donkey. So it's mashur from here that walking outside the tchum is better than riding on a donkey where you're not going to be over on tchumim, because ain't tchumim l'mal mi'asara. If you're up on the donkey, you're higher than 10 tfachim off the ground. So some say, no, it's talking about a low donkey. But then it should say, put him on a horse. So he'll be, what's it called, higher than 10 tfachim. So it's mashma that what's it called, that it's better to go chutz l'tchum by foot than to ride an animal.
The animal's going
chutz l'tchum. There's no issur for you to make an animal go. That's a machamer. It's only for a malacha, and that's not a malacha. Afilu b'mita, right? And even if you have to carry him in a stretcher. V'im tzuda lohem lochim b'yodam maklos. And if what's it called, the baitusim, they're afraid that there's going to be people they're going to have to defend themselves against, so they take sticks, or they take weapons if they need. And if it's far, they take food for the way. For the amount of one night and a day. In other words, they'll come there into Beis Din by the next day, so they can mekadesh the chodesh on the proper time. Mechalnes Hashabbos v'yosin the chodesh. And Emor Eilam Moadi Hashem Hashikrosu b'Moada. Moada means in their proper time, even Shabbos. So from there we learn you're allowed to mechal Shabbos, or you have to be mechal Shabbos for Edus Hachodesh. And they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam holds, we said already. The Rambam holds you can be mekadesh the chodesh l'mafreya. The third parak we'll speak about a little bit more. But that's a Rambam Shita. But if Edim come after the 30th day, right, and they say they saw the moon on the 30th day, right, then you can be Makadish the Chodesh L'mafreya. Fix up all the order backwards, what's it called, L'mafreya, set up the different order of the month. So they ask, so why shouldn't Edim be able to come even more than? If they can't get there by one night in a day, then forget about it. Why not? Let them go and come. Not when they don't come at all. Let them come, so at least from Makadosh the Chodesh L'mafreya. They'll come and give the Edus. They saw the month in the proper time, even though it's past that day, based on Makadosh it backwards. We'll have the right time. So Lecha Mishnah says, even according to the Rambam, that you can be Makadosh the Chodesh L'mafreya, that's only a b'di'evid. The Rabbanan, the Beis Din tries to break up their Edus. Once they were Makadosh the Chodesh, they don't try to change it L'mafreya. So there's no inyan to bedavka make these Edim come. They can't come on the right day. If they happen to come, then we have a problem and could be gedua l'mafreya. but we don't want it in the cover. Rashi, Mishiros, Achodesh, Markivin also, Apeshabbos. Dimtzol de lohem in yesh orvim baderech. Right, if there's going to be ambushes. Kemovi atat tzol des nafshi, vabaitusim vakusim, heim hoyu orvim lohem la'akvam, kedei lahatu sachomim. We'll see in the next parak that the tzedukim wanted bedafka that the rabbanon shouldn't say the right day of the they should be makalkal the chodesh. Sometimes they have a vested interest, and sometimes just to make the chacham look bad, so stam people wouldn't follow when Rosh Chodesh was according to the chachamim. They had a vested interest in Nisan to make Pesach come out on Shabbos. There, bedafka they wanted it to come out on Shabbos. Because they were happy when the first day of Pesach was Shabbos, so then Sunday was the first day of Omer. And then it came out like they say, Mimochras HaShabbos doesn't mean the day after Pesach, it means the day after Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And here, Shabbos and Pesach coincided, so it came out like they wanted always Shavuos to fall on Sunday. So they had a vested interest, but the interest was not only that, because here then, if you went on Shabbos, why would the Tzedukim stop you? They would want the Edom to go and be made on Shabbos. But they had an interest to make the Chachamim look bad, that nobody should follow their calendar, so they could make a calendar of their own. That was the end. Okay, the Maisa with these Psulim, even though there's other opportunities to speak about this, but they asked, L'chora nimtza echad man karav apostle. How could they accept the edus of one? If in a group of witnesses, one is apostle, they're all apostle. So when Tuvia Rarofes, he went with his son and his Eved, one of them was Pasul, according to everybody, right? Either the Eved or the son, together with him. And the halacha is that if in a group of Eidus, one's Pasul, they're all Pasul. So how do they accept any of them? So he said that it's a shaila whether they saw it together, that Pasul's them, or only when they come to be Meyed together. If they come to be Meyed together, then it could be they weren't Meyed together. Each one said his Eidus separately, right? If it depends on seeing together, some people say they didn't see it together. They saw the moon separately, each one separately. They didn't come as a group. They came as individuals. The Shaila was, Bezin tried to be Mitzareth them together. The Minchas Simch says that psul of Nimtza Echad Men Karav Apostle doesn't apply to Eidus HaChodesh. This doesn't pass to Eidus HaChodesh. Eidus HaChodesh is not a Haggadah's Eidus on something or whatever, right? It's a different kind of Eidus. It's telling what you saw. You're not giving Eidus to about whatever. You're giving over the fact that you saw the new moon. And the Beis Din knows anyway. Just a mitzvah, the Kaddish al-Pi Ariya, doesn't have the same dinim as other Eidus. And could be that answers Yoel's question also. Losane Bariachla Yitshov is only where you're made against somebody. But Eidus Sheker, like the Rabbanan said, that we're allowed to force the Eidim to say Eidus Sheker, because it doesn't go into that pasuk. That's not the same kind of Eidus. Even an Eved, the one who holds an Eved is kosher, that's only an Eved Meshuchrer. But a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is possible. Okay, there's a shy like this also. If you hold that Eidus HaChodesh is a different kind of Eidus, then maybe you don't need Eidus Ata Yochel Azima, right? Because if you need Eidus Ata Yochel Azima, then it's a big problem. If Eidim come on Shabbos, the Mechal Shabbos, to give Eidus, and then we find out that they're Eidim Mazimim. That means they were Mechal Shabbos for nothing. Right? So now, what's it called? They're not Eidim Bechlal. They're Apostle. So they can't be Eidim. So it's Eidus Yitayach Lazima. Even if they're good, they shouldn't be good. You need Eidus that conceivably could become Mazimim. They can never become Mazimim. Because from Mazim, these Eidim, comes out that they were Mechal Shabbos. They're Mechal Shabbos. They were Apostle Eidus, so they weren't Eidim to begin with.
Even without
Eidim Masra? Even without Eidim Masra, yeah.
What would be the Kasher Zomani?
What?
What would be the Kasher?
You weren't there. How could you see it? You were locked in a house the whole time. You couldn't see it.
How could you punish them? You need
Kasher Zomani. No, so give them Malkus, whatever. That's something. Kasher Zomani, if you're in a case where you can't do to them what they do, there's a possibility to give them Malkus. When we get to Malkus, we'll learn it. Right now. Okay, in any case, they, another Shaila, Nogeya Be'edus, right? And Eved Ivri comes as a, what's it called, as an aid, that's Rosh Chodesh. If it's Rosh Chodesh, he goes free. He's no gay of the Eidus. He wants it to be Rosh Chodesh, because otherwise he has an extra day of Avdus. So, no gay of the Eidus is possible. Is he possible or not? Or maybe the din of Eidus HaChodesh is different than all other Eidus, and even a no gay of the Eidus is kosher. Another shayla the Minchas Chinuch has, famous Minchas Chinuch, is two children come whose bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh. Their bar mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. It's now the day before their bar mitzvah. They're neid that it's Rosh Chodesh. Then their bar mitzvah. Then their gedolim. So if we accept their edus, they're gedolim. But if we don't accept their edus, they were ketanim. Right? So can they be neid or not? So chozer chalila. Right? If we're makabel their edus, then they're gedolim, and it's a good, and they're, what's it called? What? Right, no. The shaila is like this. Right now, they're ketanim. When they gave the edus, they were ketanim. If we'll accept it, then they'll be gedolim. Right? But no, I'm saying, right, that's mafreya. But it's only al pi edusa. But lamaisa, right now, when they're being made, they're ketanim. So that's the shaila. Right now, right, can we makabel their edus, they're ketanim. But if we're makabel the edus, then they'll be gedolim. Right? So shaila is, do they have to be made when they're gedolim? They weren't made when they're gedolim. They're made when they're ketanim. Right? If we're makabel the edus, right, then that's the shaila. That's the shaila. What? Yeah, but it could be that, what's it called? You can't be makabel. They heard the edus when they were ketanim. That's the shaila. Okay.